And now I'm sure our good friend Dr. Watson's waiting for us. Let's go enjoy.
There you are, Mr. Bartell.
Good evening, Doctor. All alone tonight, huh?
Yes, my boy, if you can call a man alone when he's got his pipe, his books, and a glass of good port at his elbow. Take your coat off. The fellow and join me.
Thanks, Doctor.
Help yourself to the port. There's some rather special tobacco in the jar over there.
Fine. And now, Doctor, are you ready to tell us tonight's new Sherlock Holmes adventure?
I am, Mr. Bartell, and I think you'll find it a most unusual story. It began on a winter's night in 1896. Holmes and I had gone to a theater in the East End of London to see a performance of a famous old English melodrama called Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
That's a good bloodthirsty title, Doctor. Demon Barber. He sounds as though he specialized in close shaves.
Good gracious me, Mr. Bartell, that's almost unforgivable. He was a murderer of voracious appetite who placed his victims in a specially constructed barber's chair, cut their throats, and then pressed a lever that would swing the chair over and decamp the unfortunate victim into a horrible cellar beneath his shop.
Well, this is only a stage play you're talking about, Doctor.
As my story begins, we were seated in a private box watching one of the closing scenes. Holmes was leaning forward in his chair, following the action on the stage with an obvious delight, while I sat beside him equally engrossed. An actor by the name of Mark Humphreys was playing the part of Sweeney Todd, and no one could deny that he was playing it up to the hilt.
Where are you going, Tobias? To the nearest magistrate, Sweeney Todd. To denounce you as a fiendish, cruel, cold-blooded murderer.
You have pronounced your doom. Into the chair with you, and over and down into the depths below.
Ha, 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 there.
Tell, whence comes this apparition? 'Tis the ghost of another customer of mine. The yawning grave yields up his ghastly inmates to prove me guilt. Dead will have dead. He is there. He comes to accuse me of his murder. Oh, save me! 'Twas not I that slew you. Let me leave, or it will kill me. Let me leave!
Well, upon my soul, Holmes, that fellow Mark Humphreys is the most florid actor that I've ever seen on a stage.
I find him enchanting, Watson. It seems to me he's really caught the flavor of this murderous masterpiece. After all, a restrained performance of the Barber Sweeney Todd would be unthinkable.
Yes, I suppose it would. But I must say his makeup seems rather overdone. No barber would wear such an enormous beard. It'd be most impractical. Probably get in the customers' faces. By the way, I noticed from the program that Mark Humphreys, as well as being the principal actor, is also the owner of the company.
Yes, the current trend towards the actor-manager is a very healthy sign, I think. Come in.
Excuse me, but is one of you gentlemen Mr. Sherlock Holmes?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I was asked to give you this note.
Thank you.
Who on earth knows that you're at the theater, Holmes?
We'll soon find out. This note is from Mark Humphreys, our actor-manager.
What's
it say? Dear Mr. Holmes, I recognize you in your box. Please come to my dressing room after the performance. My sanity, and even the safety of London, perhaps, depends on your compliance.
Good Lord, my sanity and the safety of London. I wonder what on earth he means.
That, my dear fellow, we can only discover by going backstage to meet him. As it is, the curtain's going up in the last scene, I see. For a little longer, we must possess our souls in patience.